Welcome to Unfiltered Talk, where nothing is off the table and where we get the dirty, unfiltered, uncensored details from your favorite spicy creators. Unfiltered Talk is officially sponsored by unfiltered.com, the platform for creators by creators, where you can monetize and sell just about anything, even a jar of farts. I'm your host, Stephanie Maddow. Let's get unfiltered. Sarah. All right. So this is going to be a very special and unique episode of Unfiltered Talk because you are not just a content creator on Unfiltered. You actually have several different positions in our company as well.
Yeah. I wear many hats with Unfiltered. I'm your director for creator success.
What does that mean?
So I help content creators build up their social media platforms and figure out like what their niche could possibly be and how that they can promote themselves. Kind of like Brett and her building a brand.
Yeah.
Create a workshop, except for I do it all the time.
Oh my God. So. Yeah. I know you've helped a lot of creators who are on Unfiltered really like build up their Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy because like, for example, my Instagram has stayed at like 297,000 for like the past 2+ years. And you've been able to get people to like 20,000 with the advice that you give them.
Yeah. So like with Sydney Levee, who's one of the content creators on our platform, she started from 10.
Like nothing.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And within 2 months, she's built up, I want to say somewhere around like 40,000 followers.
That's pretty insane.
That's pretty good.
But like, how do you do it? Like, what is your secret?
So I'm really good at like figuring out how the algorithm works. And like which hashtags are going to be really good. I'm constantly learning new things about Instagram, constantly learning how the algorithm has updated. And I just kind of apply that to what we do.
Okay. And you think hashtags still are effective in getting people to follow and discover?
They are, but it's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
So it's very much like you can't post 30 hashtags anymore and expect it to go anywhere.
Yeah.
The algorithm has changed in a way where you kind of have to be very selective about which hashtags you're using and making sure that they're extremely relevant to your content and to the photo that you're posting. Your captions are also playing a huge role in it now, and stories. Like, you're better off posting one image to your feed a day, depending on your analytics, and then uploading to your stories. People love those. They get like the little Snapchat. The little snapshots into your life.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I get thousands of views on my stories every day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So for somebody who's just starting out, doesn't even have a social media following on Instagram, like what would be like your three big pieces of advice for them to help it grow into the thousands?
So first and foremost, figure out your niche. Mm-hmm. What kind of content are you going to be offering? And kind of work around that without being explicit because that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So like I do a lot of curvy content. So all of my content is me fully clothed but showcasing my curves.
Yeah.
People love that. Once you figure out what your niche is, figure out what hashtags for each post you're going to be able to use. You can typically get away with using like one of the same hashtags on every single post.
Okay. So it's just consistent throughout.
It's just consistent. And following up with consistency, be consistent.
Yeah.
Check out scheduling tools that also give you analytics. Post every single day at the times that it shows like, okay, it's going to be much better here versus here.
Yeah.
And just like, honestly, consistency in everything is going to be key.
Okay. And so what would you say to somebody who wants to have like a private secret Instagram, doesn't want to show their face? Like, do you think it's possible?
It's absolutely possible. I started out as a faceless creator.
Really?
You can only see from here down.
But Sarah, you could be a faceless creator because, I mean, your face is beautiful, but like you have like an incredible figure, right? So there's really something that like makes you stand out.
Yeah, that is the thing. It's like if you're going to be a faceless creator, something has to stand out.
Yeah.
So you have to have some kind of hook to pull people in.
Yeah.
If you're just posting pictures of your feet and that's it, there's no hook.
We see a lot of those.
We do see a lot of those.
Yeah.
But there's no hook. There's no personality. You have to show something either in the captions or in your photos that's going to draw people in and be like, I want to see more of that.
Yeah. Like, she's got webbed feet. Like, I need to know more about that.
I need to know about why she's got webbed feet. Was her mom in, like, Chernobyl when she was pregnant?
Yeah, exactly. So that's, like, pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to, like, pick your brain sometime because we need to get me to 300K.
We do. I've gotten up to almost 500,000 on Instagram accounts before.
And they banned you.
And then they banned me for, like, the most bullshit reasons.
Really? Like, just, like, do they give you any community strikes before they ban you? No. Or is it just one day?
My most recent account, I had zero community strikes on. Like, I had never had a community strike
on. Oh, my God.
I woke up one morning and it was just gone.
Yeah, I think Instagram hates butts.
Instagram really hates butts. And they're, like, really selective about which butts they hate because there are girls, like, twerking in G-string. But I post a bikini picture and I'm gone.
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, lately, or actually for the longest time, on my feed on Instagram, I literally am seeing, like, nipple. I've seen, like, outline
I've
of...
I've seen cute coochie meow meow
on
my feed. And I'm just like, but you get mad if I'm in a bikini?
Yeah.
You get mad if I'm in jeans? What's happening here?
I know. It, like, you know, it's weird because in the same way that I'm like, yeah, girl, like, show it, woohoo, good for you, female empowerment. But then also it makes you a little bit salty because I've had my TikTok account banned because I was farting in jars and apparently that's soliciting inappropriate things. And then I've had, you know, some community strikes on Instagram. Thankfully, I haven't been removed.
Yeah.
But our unfiltered Instagram, for example, is blocked from people who are under 18.
That's fair, though.
Yeah. It's marked as, like, sensitive content, which I never knew was a thing on Instagram.
I didn't know it was on Instagram.
It is. Either. Yeah. Huh. So, like, if you try to look at the page from a device that's not logged into an account or, like, from a under 18-year-old's account, it's blocked. Like, you cannot see unfiltered.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But then I feel like it minimizes your exposure to people. But you don't want to be exposed.
You don't want to be exposing that kind of stuff to minors anyways.
Yeah.
The internet is not a safe place for anybody. And honestly, minors should not be on the internet.
Yeah. So. Agreed. Okay. So you're the head of creator success. You're like an Instagram expert.
Yeah.
But you're also a content creator.
I'm also a content creator. I've been doing content for 6 years now.
Oh my God.
And I kind of have, like, a similar, like, story as you. Is like, I started on Patreon, not really showing anything. And honestly, like, the whole Instagram thing started as, like, a photography project for my husband.
Yeah.
It was just like, you're so beautiful. You have the most beautiful body. I want to show people, like, how lucky I am.
Yeah.
And people were intrigued because we talked about a hook earlier and, like, figure, like, an hourglass, what's her face look like? And people were just like, I want to see more of you. I want to see more of you. And then they come over to Patreon and they're like, I want to see this. And we're like,
oh my God,
do we want to do this?
And so what, like, made that jump happen into doing slightly more risque content?
Money.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, people were willing to pay a lot of money to see that kind of risque content from somebody who looked like me. And we had both agreed that, like, we do not want to work corporate jobs. And we were willing to do whatever it took to not have to work corporate jobs and be able to travel and do whatever we wanted. And we looked at this, like, maybe this is our opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe this is something that we can build into a business. And 6 years later, we're fully self-employed, except for me freelancing for your company, which is like 3 hours a day. I love it so much. And I live in Ecuador.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. The dream, guys.
The dream. Like, no 9-to-5, no corporate overlords. I'm not selling my soul to somebody else to get rich. And I love working for Unfiltered because it's a project that I believe in. It's a site that is, like, we're doing some really good things for our community. We're not only educating them on social media, but we're educating them on, like, laws that can impact their work. So,
yeah, I like that about Unfiltered too. Like, you feel like you're making a positive difference in the content creator community.
Yeah.
Because like most people will make you believe that like this job is like a life ruiner. It can like destroy you. Right. It will destroy your relationships. So, you know, I think what I try to do is let people know, like, no, you can make something out of this that's more than just, you know, there's nothing wrong with just taking off your clothes. Like, if you want to do it just to do it, do it. But, like, you can create a career out of it that's empowering and can, like, set you up for life, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've found it personally so empowering because I've got some body image issues. Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, so rewarding for somebody to sit there like, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so out of shape, whatever. And somebody else is like, you're fucking beautiful. And people are throwing money at me like, you're so beautiful.
I agree.
The not having to like work for corporate America. It's so rewarding.
I love when people say like, oh, that job will just like suck out your soul and like ruin you emotionally, psychologically. I'm like, well, what about sitting at a desk for like 10 hours a day? Right. Like working for some company that like doesn't care about you and could just like let you go at any moment without any care in the world.
It's crazy. I had a boss at my last corporate job who would literally like average how many minutes a day I spent in the bathroom. Oh, seriously, like straight up. You spend 4 minutes and 20 seconds a day in the bathroom. I work 10-hour shifts. What do you want me to do? Get a UTI?
Oh, my God.
I told her that, too. I'm like, I'm here for 10 hours a day. What do you want me to do? Hold it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, before I became a content creator, I was working as a bartender. I was waitressing. At one point, like very brief moment in time, I was also an exotic dancer, which kind of like led me into this world. But I just like very slowly throughout my life realized like I don't want to work with other shitty people. Like I want to work with like other entrepreneurial, like motivated women, men, male content creators
are very hit or miss in this industry.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I've met some like through the conventions that I've done, and like no hate to male content creators, especially gay male content creators who are amazing.
The gay male content creators are my favorite because they have so much personality and they actually know like what it takes to succeed in this industry. Yeah. So they're so nice to us.
Exactly. I totally agree. Some male content creators, I feel like they're just in it because they're sex addicts.
And they feel like they can hook up with us. Yeah. They're a content creator.
Exactly. And it's like, no, you just work at like Walmart. Or Planet Fitness. You work at Planet Fitness. You have a sex addiction and you want to make money off of my body. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So how has being a content creator affected your personal life?
It really hasn't. We do kind of keep it on the down low that we do adult content creation. I do solo content. It's just me. My husband isn't interested in that aspect of the business, but like nobody really knows. So that's been really like, it hasn't affected that aspect of anything. My mom was actually a cam girl back in the early aughts.
Oh my God. Really?
Really? Yeah.
Wait. When, like the 90s?
No, like the early aughts.
Oh, like the 2000s. I'm like there was camming in the 90s?
No, camming became a thing. Like, she was a single mom of three kids. So she was working two jobs and then coming home and doing cam girl stuff in the evenings.
Oh, my God.
Just so that she could keep food on the table.
Yeah.
And like we kind of knew about it. Mm-hmm. Like she had a collection of hooker heels that she calls them. So like, we kind of knew that something was going on, and then she eventually got into like the screening side of things for escorts, and then even in our local city, she was like driving escorts around and acting as like their security person because my mom's got a background in martial arts.
That's so badass.
Right, my mom is such a badass. So I saw her this past summer and I was like, so I need to tell you what I actually do for a living. Cause I keep telling you we're living off my husband's photography.
She didn't know.
She didn't know. She didn't know. And, she's like, wow, that's so cool. And recently she's like, you know, I'm so proud of you. You've taken my like online sex work torch and you've grown it exponentially. Like, you have the life that I always wanted for you.
Oh my God. And I'm gonna cry because
we always had such a tumultuous relationship, and now it's like so chill. So,
oh my God, hell yeah. That's a big fuck you to all the people who say, like, I wonder what her parents
do
think.
Do your parents know that you would do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey mom, what do I do? Pawn.
Pawn.
TikToks of
that. I haven't.
I did one a few weeks ago.
Oh my God.
It was just like, what do I do for a living? Pawn.
Oh God. So, like, your mom is cool with it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so cool that you were able to, like, kind of, yeah, carry the torch, but, like, do it in a different way and kind of, like, in a more, you're in a corporate position, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. But it's not a soul sucking corporate position.
No.
Like, yeah, I'm a director, but it's like a really chill role where it's like, make sure you're educating the content creators on what they need to do.
Yeah.
I also do support, which means I'm constantly helping them with like site technical issues. Mm-hmm. And I write the knowledge base, and I love the knowledge base. Like, I had so much fun writing that because it's one of my favorite things.
That's like, that's such a type A thing.
It's such a type A thing, but I love like learning new things and then writing them down in a way that other people can learn from it too.
Like, such a noble cause.
I love teaching.
Yeah.
Like, I love teaching, and I could never teach kids, like, fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
but teaching adults, like, how to operate their businesses. Like, how they can better operate.
And actually seeing results, too.
Yeah.
Like, seeing that person that you gave that advice to, like, you know, grow their social media or, like start to make more money.
Exploded after she started taking my advice.
I saw that. I literally just check her Instagram because obviously she's cute and she's pretty.
Right.
But like, I literally check her Instagram all the time to see, like, let's see how Sarah like helped them. Like, because it's so cool to see the results.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's pretty rewarding because like every once in a while they'll pop up on my Twitter and be like, you all, if you need help, you need to contact Sarah because this is how much we grew in this short amount of time with her.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's really like personally rewarding, not in the same way as like making content and how that's giving me freedom, but like it's, I don't know. It just tickles an itch for me.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So then the other question that I had for you, which goes back to like your very particular and like amazing body type. So you guys can't see because, you know, we're sitting down. And also if you're listening to this podcast, like audio version, you're not going to be able to see, but like she's got an ass. And it's a pretty remarkable ass. And it's funny because I've talked to you online, like through work remotely for 2 years. I've never seen you in person.
Right.
I've just seen pictures. Yeah. And if I see you, it's like through a screen and I just see you from like the chest up.
Right.
So like one of the things that I was just wondering myself is like, how big is her butt in person? And I have to say, like, proportionately, it is pretty damn big.
Right. Like I look like I'm a taller person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not much taller than you.
Yeah.
So proportionately, like, my ass and my thighs make up a large portion of my body weight.
Yeah. And you have a very, very small waist.
Yeah.
But, like, you're very natural. It's not like the girls on Instagram.
Right. Like, the double BBL.
Yeah.
And the Tommy tucks. It's very, like, it's natural. It's just me.
And it's pretty amazing. So I have to ask, since this is like your niche that you fit into, what sort of customers do you find yourself attracting?
The black men, they love me. So we've been at Exotica all week.
Yeah.
And every single black man that has walked by has been like, how you doing?
It's been a sight to behold.
It's been so good. And everybody's just like, you looking fine.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
And you have probably the most covered up clothing.
I've been wearing jeans and long sleeve shirts and like nothing particularly low cut all weekend.
Not at all.
I made the most money at our booth.
Yeah. you have, like, literally. And it kind of shocked me because, you know, all over Exotica, you have these like stunning women who like have like barely any clothes on, like
body stockings.
Yeah.
And,
and they look fucking amazing. But I think that like the fact that you're in jeans and like a long sleeve shirt, it's leaving so much to the imagination that like, you know, it's just, and I think I've experienced the same thing because I'm coming in like more like sexy business attire.
Yes.
And so people are like confused whether like, are you a model at the booth?
Are you a content creator?
Yeah.
Or are you just here networking? And it's kind of both.
Yeah.
But one thing that you learn like being married is it's the chase.
Yeah.
If you leave something to the imagination, they're going to chase you for it.
Yeah.
And men love that chase. It's like their old hunter instinct.
Yeah.
They love it. So if you're leaving a lot to the imagination, they're like,
they're much more interested.
What is that? How can I get that?
Yeah. And then they go over to your unfiltered. And I think that's also cool that like at our booth, like we're all kind of dressed in like casual day wear and not like bearing it all, because
right.
I think it also speaks a lot about unfiltered, how like this is a platform of just like regular girls.
Right. This, you know, we're normal, approachable people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like we are the girl that you meet at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And that you're like,
You'll meet us in line getting coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't meet me in line getting coffee because I don't live in the States, but
yeah. But they'll see you in Ecuador.
Right. I mean, I look approachable. And
yeah.
That also helps a lot because like some men will be absolutely intimidated by a girl wearing a thong and pasties.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know how to talk to her. I mean, and especially in today's climate where
yeah.
you can get canceled over the smallest thing.
Like, exactly.
You look wrong at somebody with their titties out.
Yeah. And it's really hard not to look. Like, especially at an Exotica. I'm
yeah.
just like, I'm straight up staring. I
yeah.
saw a girl like clapping her booty cheeks and I'm just like, just staring right
just
into her butt.
Staring right into her butt.
Oh. Yeah. So I guess the last question would be is how has your life changed because of Unfiltered and because you've gone into this line of work?
So I went from paycheck to paycheck and then like times changed and we went from direct deposit to direct deposit.
Yeah.
And now, you know, because of content creation and because of being able to work for Unfiltered, not only am I more fulfilled not having to sell my soul, but I have the opportunity to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being 5 and wanting to just move as far away from Maine as I possibly could. Don't think it gets much further than Ecuador.
Yeah.
And
so different.
It's so different. And, like, we've got plans to go to Paris and London and Italy and Japan, and we can do it now.
Yeah.
We don't have to request time off and be worried that it's going to be declined. We don't have to worry about like, okay, how much is this trip going to cost us? It's very much just, let's go to Paris.
Yeah.
Let's go to New York. Like, let's book it for, I don't know, when is the weather going to be good? Great. We're going.
Yes.
Just pack our bags and go.
That's my favorite. That's my like number one favorite thing about being in this industry is like the freedom that it gives you and the fact that, you know, even though people think it's soul sucking, it's mm-hmm. quite the fucking opposite.
It is literally the opposite of soul sucking. I mean, once in a while, if you don't put yourself on a schedule
mm-hmm.
and like, okay, I have to do content this day, I have to edit this day, I have to schedule and post this day.
Yeah.
If you don't do that and you're kind of all over the place with it, it can be draining. I wouldn't say soul sucking.
Yeah.
It can cause some burnout if you don't put yourself on a schedule, but it's your schedule.
Yeah.
You can decide like, okay, on Monday, I'm going to film from 10 to 1, or I'm going to film from 1 to 3, or whatever is going to work for you. It's not somebody telling you, you have to sit at this desk from
yeah.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you can't get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, you don't have a boss telling you what to do, but if you don't micromanage yourself,
right.
it's not sustainable.
You don't even have to micromanage yourself. You just have to manage yourself.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it is not sustainable.
Yeah. You're not going to make any money.
No.
You're just going to waste your time.
You're not going to make any money. You're going to get burnt out, and then it's going to come across in your work that you are burnt out.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Amen. So you've been doing this 6 years. Do you feel like you're burnt out, or do you feel like you're just getting started?
I definitely go through some phases of burnout. I think the last like 2 years has been super hectic for me. I've moved
yeah.
3 times.
Jesus.
But like I've been kind of starting to get back into the swing of things. I put
yeah.
so much focus on like moving and Unfiltered. So I'm getting back into it.
Yeah.
Definitely. you go through these phases. And the good thing is when you've been doing it for as long as I have, you have a lot of like old content that you can recycle.
Exactly.
And with the way that the industry works, there's constantly new people coming in who have never seen that.
Yeah.
So it works.
Hell yeah. And we'll have a ton of new content from this Exotica trip.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to see our pictures in the bathtub.
I know. I think we're actually going to get them today.
Oh, oh, nice.
I think this thing is just stopping because which is a point where it stops. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get the content from this weekend. I'm really excited to see all of the new faces on Unfiltered from Exotica, both content creators and members. I love new subscribers.
Hell yeah. I'm
new to talk to. But yeah, it's been an incredible weekend. It's been an exhausting weekend.
I know. I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, you could tell by my voice. I sound kind of sexy. Like,
me too.
I like the raspy voice.
We're kind of hoarse from screaming all weekend. We're exhausted because I think we've got a collective of, like, 10 hours of sleep between us all weekend.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, I'm going to sleep all week next week. But if you guys are interested in our collab content, it will be up on Unfiltered very shortly.
Yes.
And Sarah, do you want to plug any of your socials?
Curvy.greeneyes on Instagram and Sarah Lynn Unfiltered on Twitter. I post all the time on Twitter. You'll get more of my personality there versus Instagram because it's very niche.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for talking to us and telling us all of your tips, secrets, and insight on what it's like to be a creator. Thank you guys for tuning in to Unfiltered Talk, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.